Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio, and with me is Paul Elias. And Paul, 1988 seems like a long time ago for a bass win, but you just won another one, my friend.
Yeah, finally, man. I tell you, I've led them several times throughout the years, but I just couldn't ever close the door again. I was beginning to get worried.
Well, once you got it, you got it. And when the crankbait comes into play, there's no question about it, Paul Elias is going to do well. And I know that last day you had to be a little bit nervous, 10:30 or so in the morning, not having a fish in the boat. But, boy, it got fun after that, didn't it?
Boy, it did. It was about an hour and a half there. It was really fun.
Well, let's talk about your day a little bit. You know, you started the day in an area where you thought there were some pretty good fish, and you didn't get bit that last day and decided to make a big change. And, man, when you pull up and something like that happens, that's got to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I tell you, it's just a matter. It just shows, how big a deal it can be to have the timing right and everything.
As you look back over the years, experience on the water, you can't replace it. As you get out on the water, sometimes you have to make those adjustments. You have to figure out what's going on, and you can either get negative and say, "Hey, I'm not going to catch them today," or you can try to figure up and make that change. And in this particular tournament, you didn't get negative. You said, "Hey, wait a minute. I'm going to do something just completely unique and different. Go out there and try to catch them." You catch an 8-pounder, you catch a 6-pounder, you catch a 4.5-pounder. And on this particular body of water, that's really unheard of. So you really probably wowed them when you brought them in.
Well, I caught that first. My first fish was a 4-pounder. I immediately lost two big ones right after that. And I was really upset with myself because I knew those two could have possibly won the tournament. So then I knew that the fish were doing it right now. So we tried to hit as many places with the current flowing right as we could. The very next stop where I caught a 6-pounder and came back and caught that 8-pounder, and it was amazing how it happened. And really I lost another big fish after that. So, I probably had the possibilities of a 30-pound stringer, but it still worked out.
When you get the W, that's a big important thing. But, you kind of looking back in retrospect, you've had such a busy career, not only winning the Bassmaster Classic in 82, doing all the things that you've done, winning the FLW events that you've won, having a great career with sponsors and those kind of things. But every once in a while, your attitude needs adjusting a little bit. And over the last couple of years, you've been so busy with a lot of the things, the politics of the sport. Sometimes you lose your focus a little bit. But that sounds to me like right now, you got her dialed in pretty well.
Well, you're right, Terry. And I was sidetracked on a lot of things, issues with fishermen and organizations and things like that. And a lot of guys were coming to me for, with, I guess, basically complaint and where they thought the sport ought to be and where it was headed and what should we do and all this kind of stuff. And I got wrapped up in the middle of it, and I really, I'm not using it as an excuse, but it mentally you've just really got to concentrate. And I found that out last year when I was leading Table Rock for a couple of days there. There was some strong angler issues going on at the time, and I couldn't get that off my mind, and I don't feel like I performed like I possibly could have if I'd had a clean mind going there. And so I've made up a decision to I'm gonna focus on fishing and mainly, and that's gonna be it, and hopefully it's gonna turn things around.
Well, I think that when you've been around it as long as you have and have the moxie that you have and the wherewithal to be able to stand up for what's right and do the things that are important, sometimes you have to get involved in those things. And you did your stint, and I can rest assured you're not going to be completely out of the picture, because the young anglers are going to look up to guys like Paul Elias, and they're going to say, "Hey, what do I do here? I'm confused about what I have to do." So you're probably not going to be able to shield yourself entirely from it, would you think?
No, I won't be able to do that, and I wouldn't do that, but I'm not going to make it I'm not on that board anymore, and so the board meets with Bass, and I hopefully, there's good people on that board, so hopefully everything will work out where I don't have to be that concerned with it. The sport's going through some big-time growing pains right now, and it's, the anglers themselves, they have some legitimate complaints, but they also have to realize that things are happening, and maybe they're not happening as fast as they want them to happen, but eventually they will.
Well, and it's all about a business, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, you get the fall season. One of the things I miss about the tour season now, it's a spring type thing. It starts in January. You go to Florida and you fish shallow impoundments, and you really stay with the water where the water's a little bit warmer, a little bit better weather. But the fall is one of the optimum times to be out there fishing. I bet you miss that a little bit.
Well, I do, and fall also, there was some cranking tournaments in the fall, and we don't have those anymore, and we really don't have any good, sure enough, structured cranking tournaments anymore, and I was very fortunate. It was a little late for those fish to be where they were out on the river like that, but they unfortunately, they for some reason they stayed on a summer pattern, and I caught them. But you know, I really miss those kind of tournaments, and that's shown in my performance, and it, you know, people like David Fritz, it's shown in his performance and stuff like that. You know, we just don't have those kind of tournaments, so you got to take advantage of them when you get them.
Well, you've caught them on a spinnerbait one time, an FLW tournament. You went down, I think it was the Shafalaya, and you went down there and caught them on a spinnerbait. So you're pretty versatile. You can catch them other ways.
Oh, I've been doing it long enough. I can catch them a lot of ways. It's just I catch them better the way I like to catch them.
That's right. Well, you know, you get on a certain pattern, and you know, one of the things I think with technique is you talk about liking to catch them a certain way, but you know, it's really about feel. You know, there's a lot of guys can throw a crankbait, they can throw it all day long, and they don't bump the things they need to. They don't know how to feel that fish, how when he absorbs that bait, and some of those kind of things. I think that's kind of what you're alluding to.
Well, it is, you know, and I was like the guy that was fishing with me Saturday. He was an excellent fisherman. He knew the river real well, too, and I mean, I've made no bones about it. The place I caught the big fish was on one of his spots, and unfortunately, he didn't catch any fish, and it wasn't because he didn't know how to fish, but it was, you know, he made the comment to me, you know, he said, I've been fishing the crankbait all my life, and I've, you know, he said, I've watched you this last hour and a half and learned something, you know, that I didn't even realize. And it was just little things like pointing your rod at the bait so you could feel it over structure stumps and things like that so you wouldn't get hung up as much and could hesitate it around the right kind of stuff and everything, you know. And that's just the kind of stuff you kind of learn throughout the years.
Well, you know, you've been doing this a long, long time. I remember Ray Scott always kidded you about being the Smith cough drop guy, and that's way back in the late 70s anyway. And, you know, you've been doing this for such a long time. I mean, what motivates you still? What's some of the things that really motivate you in the fishing business?
Competition.
You love it, huh?
I love it.
Well, you know, you think about that, and you look back over the years, you got started in this thing at a very young age, and now are you know, one of the old guys like me, and you look back and you think about, you know, the things that continue to go and continue to change, but the fishing really doesn't. The business part of it changes a lot, but the fishing really doesn't.
No, you know, it doesn't. You're right. You're exactly right.
Well, as you progress now and you get through this fall season and go to the Open Championship, and that's got to be a fun time for you to get a chance to do that and maybe make the Bassmaster Classic ahead of the tour season, that'd be a unique deal.
Boy, I tell you, that, Terry, if I could do that, that would take a load of pressure off me because that's – you know, for some reason, my whole career just about, I've been on that, I mean, I've qualified for the Classic a lot of times, but I've been on that bubble area where if I didn't perform well in the last event or the last two events or something like that, I could, you know, I'd be knocked out of it. And I've missed it two or three times, first man out, and that's a lot of pressure toward the end of the year. If I could have that off my back, I really feel like I could perform a lot better.
Well, does it make you go for the fences a little bit more? I mean, you're able to kind of dial in. If you make the Classic now you go to the tour season, you're going to be able to try some things that maybe you wouldn't try normally?
Oh, yeah, I would, you know. And I've always been a swing for the fence kind of guy when I felt like I had the opportunity to do it. I didn't just go out there. If I had a mediocre practice and felt like, hey, I can go out there and catch five, but they're not going to be very big, but that's going to get me a check, and I'm going to get some points, and I'm going to move on to the next one. I would do that instead of just saying, well, I'm going to throw all that aside and just go try something different and catch some big fish. I really don't do that, you know. But if I have a good practice where I've caught quality fish and think I've got a shot to win it, I'll stick with that. And a lot of times I've fallen on my face that way too. But if you've got a shot to win, you've got to take it.
Well, undoubtedly one of the best fishermen in the world, no question about it, one of the best crankbait fishermen in the world. And, Paul, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.